Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Yes, that's right. Here we are.
Yes.
And this is Primetime. Mm-hmm. And this is 1080 The Fan.
Look at us.
Look at us.
What an exciting time.
Go Owls.
The Ravens cut Justin Tucker yesterday.
Finally.
Or maybe it was today. I can't remember.
I think it was yesterday I saw this.
Yeah, well, they drafted a kicker.
Yeah. So
an effing kicker. I mean,
and then the they tried to draft a kicker, too.
And then they tried to say that, it'll play out in camp, and it was a football-only decision, and then they finally let him go.
Nice job, you f***ing kicker!
Is this anything more than him being old and unreliable? Or do you think it does have something to do with...
Yeah, the fact that he's facing Deshaun Watson-like charges, and the Ravens don't necessarily have a great track record?
I just mean that, I mean, he's...
And he's not good anymore.
Well, okay. Those two different things. That's what I'm saying. Like, they can easily say it's a football decision because it kind of is.
Yeah.
If Justin Tucker were still the old Justin Tucker, he would not be getting cut.
Probably not.
I don't think. I don't think so.
My guess is if...
This is about him being old and unreliable. He's 35 years old. He costs $4 million a year.
Yeah.
He's not what he used to be. The rookie won't cost him much at all. And... he's accused of misconduct by what?
He might get suspended by the league.
And this is why.
15, is it 15?
It's 16 women, I think.
It's a lot. The point of this is what you just brought up. He wasn't going to be their kicker. And I think the NFL was waiting to see if the Ravens were going to cut him before they suspended him. Look, this is the NFL. Like, it just got it. Like, can we just have this go away? Cut him. It's out of it. Because if he were to go into camp as the kicker, it would be really problematic because Deshaun Watson was put on the exempt list and was not allowed to play when he was going through this. And Justin Tucker has the same allegations, maybe not quite as many, but it's not that much less than what Deshaun Watson is.
Yeah,
the
it's 16.
16.
Massage therapy.
And Watson was like 20-something, 25.
No, I thought he was over 30.
Look.
Almost double.
Yeah, he was like 34.
Bottom line is, once you get past three or four, it's problematic. So he was not going to play, and he
What's wrong with one or two?
Well, one or two. At least with one or two, you can do the, you know, it's a, my story versus theirs, and it's a witch hunt or whatever. Then you get into the teens, for God's sakes, so you're like, yeah, chances are.
So people believe your lies more when it's only one or two?
Yeah, it's easier to deny one or two than it is when you've become of legal age with accusers. When your accusers collectively as a number can vote, yeah, that's problematic. So,
should we congratulate the Browns now on signing Justin Tucker?
No one will sign Justin Tucker. This is the end of him. He will never play again. And to your point, some of that is, and a lot of it is that he's just not very good anymore.
I think it's a big part of it.
It's a huge part of it. But he will be, if someone tries to sign him and they won't, everyone knows that the moment you sign him, you're going to take the heat And the NFL is going to suspend him until all this plays out. So my guess is Justin Tucker quietly goes away. He settles these lawsuits, and this is the last time we see Justin Tucker kick. The real question becomes when it comes time for Justin Tucker's Hall of Fame, and he is a Hall of Famer, arguably the greatest kicker of all time, how do we, you know, how does that, what do we do with that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I hadn't thought about that.
He's the most accurate kicker of all time.
Is he the most accurate of all time?
Of all time.
Yes.
Who's number two?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Is it Butker?
It could be Butker. I mean, the kickers today are so much better than they used to be. Because there's only, I want to say there's like two or three kickers.
Yeah, I looked at.
In the Hall of Fame.
I looked at, oh, really?
Yeah.
Butker is number two, 88.6%. Tucker's 89.1%. Then Eddie Pinheiro, third, followed by Chris Boswell.
Wait. Who's Eddie Pinheiro?
I think he kicked for the Bears? Kicks for the Bears?
Currently?
Yeah, actually, he's the Panthers. He's been a journeyman kicker. Raiders 2018, Bears 2019 and 2020, Jets 2021, Panthers 2022, 23 and 24. Still kicking, 88%.
Kidding. He's that accurate, huh?
Well, and kickers have gotten so much better. There's five kickers in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Yeah, how many? Or, I mean, who are they?
Morton Anderson.
Yeah.
I knew Morton Anderson and Stenerud are the only two that I knew.
Is Stenerud the one who kicked with the club?
No. He wasn't a great kicker.
But that was the guy who had the longest record. Yeah,
his last name was Dempsey.
Tom Dempsey, was that it?
Something like that. And yeah, he wasn't a great kicker. He just had the record for a while with the little stubby. And then Lou Groza, which is what the college trophy is named after. George Blanda, and then I don't remember this, but Vinatieri got in. But Justin Tucker is a Hall of Famer. Again, arguably the greatest kicker of all time.
If you were to say who is the greatest kicker of all time, I would say Justin Tucker.
I
think he is.
I didn't really watch the olden day guys as much, you know. Like, I'm sure Stenerud was great.
Yep.
But my God, Justin Tucker was auto.
Yes.
Well, he's the most accurate and clutch. He owns the longest one ever. So, like,
what's the longest one ever?
Didn't he hit 70 last year or 2 years ago?
What? Did he really?
He went like to win it off the crossbar against Detroit, I think. It was like a walk-off.
Well, his numbers dipped, so I was trying to remember. I was like
66 yards, Justin Tucker in 2021.
And there, that's the longest ever?
Yes.
Elam had the longest ever.
Nope. I think he did at one point. Matt Prater had the record at 64.
Those Denver kickers kept getting it at elevation.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had some, Brendan Aubrey for the Cowboys had a 65 yarder. So yeah, but Tucker, he's the most accurate kicker of all time. He's got Super Bowls, you know, longest field goal. He is a Hall of Famer, but if you're Justin Tucker, I honestly think that your best move is to just, you got cut, shut up. Quietly go away, wait 5 or 6 years, and literally don't say anything, and just hopefully for him it kind of just, you know, time just kind of goes away, and then all of a sudden the jacket comes on and you're like, what happened there? He will not get another shot. He's done.
So I was looking at him because I remember him from last year really being awful.
It was bad.
And then I remember him kind of, this is just in my head revisionist, you know how we do with sports. Totally misremembering everything, probably, but I remember him getting it together and them sticking with him for the playoffs, and it actually was fine. It ended up, that wasn't the story.
Well,
the story
was really bad from long range last year. I know that.
Yeah, the career average, like we said, is 89.1. Last year, he was 73.3.
Right. So he dipped from the upper 80s and lower 90s to 73%. He's also made only 7 of his last 16 from 50 plus.
Yeah.
But I do remember him last year kind of getting it right towards the end, because the Ravens going into the playoffs, the only reason I know this is because I had a futures ticket on the Ravens to win the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah, there was talk of.
And dude, he was the thing I was worried about.
Yeah. He only had 2 kicks and he made both of them. One was from 47.
And so it ended up being the Mark Andrews thing and the Lamar turnover. So it didn't really come back to bite him. But yeah, he is not the same guy. And that's a huge reason. And he's old.
Yeah.
And he's costly.
Yeah.
So it's like, just draft a kicker and get your ass out.
It is interesting to how we handled the Deshaun Watson thing versus Justin Tucker. It's true. I mean, they're both accused of the same thing, and one of them got treated completely different. And if you want to talk about quarterback versus kicker, you want to talk black versus white,
you want
to talk
about, please, thank you.
Justin Tucker was like a pillar of the community. But I would also bring up that before the Deshaun Watson thing, Deshaun Watson had a stellar reputation. And it sounds like the Justin Tucker thing that people knew about. Remember, it was like it was like 2 or 3 years someone had tweeted like this was a thing. People knew about this, but people knew about Deshaun Watson too. Well, so it just goes to show you that when you're a good player, people keep stuff quiet.
Yeah. And well, but I mean, Deshaun got $230 million.
Yes.
So, I mean, Tucker's not going to get, he's not going to get another deal. Now, of course, they're at different ages, but come on, this is my point about Tucker. If Tucker's in the prime of his career, he's getting another contract because guess who else got another contract? Deshaun Watson. It was fully guaranteed.
The largest contract in NFL history.
So, I mean, you know.
Yes. So, but he couldn't play in Houston again. Well, I mean, he didn't want to, but I don't know if he would still be in Baltimore, but someone would have.
Someone would have grabbed him, yeah.
Well, look, we've yet to find the thing that prevents you from playing in the NFL. We really have.
Who's the worst?
Well, you know what? It's about to happen. I think next year, you know who gets released.
Oh, Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs.
I saw that.
And I think he'll be like 25 or 26.
But could I defend Ruggs and say he served his time? I mean, he did.
Well, I'm saying we have yet to
Greg
find...
Greg Hardy was a bad one.
Yeah, and he got another deal. He got another deal.
That was a bad one.
Yeah. His was bad, but he didn't kill someone.
Who, yeah, but he also didn't serve time, did he? Hardy.
No, she mysteriously vanished and wouldn't testify.
See, when you go to prison, like Mike Vick went to prison.
Mike Vick went to prison.
Same with Ruggs, yeah.
And Ruggs is the same way. That changes things for people.
Sure.
It's like, hey, you went through the system. You screwed up. Yeah. Of course, maybe you should get a second
chance.
Angel
Cabrera.
Yeah, exactly. But when you don't serve your crime, serve time.
Serve time.
I think that changes things for people.
It is going to be awkward. Henry Ruggs got drunk and barbecued a woman and her dog alive. She burned to death. And
it was a car accident. For those that don't know.
He didn't just light
someone on fire.
No, he got rip house drunk.
And he was going like 114 and through Vegas or something like that?
Yeah, on a side street.
Yeah.
Plowed into someone.
So how many years is he going to serve?
I think five or six. And then he's going to get out. They said next year, probably he gets released. And I'll tell you what.
He only got 3 years.
It's just 3 years?
Yeah.
You think he'll still be fast?
Minimum of 3 years.
Minimum of three.
Maximum of 10.
So it is going to be...
Oh, he got between 3 and 10.
3 and 10. And so he's eligible for parole. But that doesn't mean he's going to get parole. Right. But most people think that he's going to because he hasn't caused any problems in there. And it is going to be really interesting to see... it will be split. Shocking. You want to guess where those lines are split between who wants Henry Ruggs to play and who doesn't want him to play? I got a real idea that race is going to play a big one in this, and it's going to be an uncomfortable moment when a team, Dallas Cowboys, sign Henry Ruggs, and he will be a murderer.
He wouldn't be the first.
No,
but I would also say that
Leonard Little killed the lady, and he came back.
So when I for me, that's not a hard one because look, I'm no judge.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not actually I am a judge. I'm the honorable I ever.
You are.
And I do have a courtroom here, but we haven't used that in a while. So yep. I'm not an everyday judge.
Yep.
And look, I just think if you do what he did and you serve your time, when you're on the backside of that, some people may disagree with this.
Yeah.
I don't care. I think he should have every opportunity. If he can play in the NFL, I think he should be allowed to play in the NFL.
Yeah.
What do you want him to do? Have a lifetime or a lifetime ban because of that?
Well, I'm different because how do I parse this out? I'm with you in the sense of you served your time, you're out, you know, you are free to do whatever you want to do. Two things. I understand why people do not want someone to go on and make millions of dollars. And they don't feel that there's any sort of justice in that. My problem, and I've said this time and time again, it really bothers me the light sentences that people get. You got drunk, you drove, by the way, it was 156 miles an hour in a Corvette down a side street, and you cooked a woman alive. It bothers me immensely. And I get this is two separate things. It bothers me immensely that his punishment could be 5 years or 4 years or whatever. And that's a system thing. So while I agree with you that you serve your time and you have the ability to come out, I cannot believe that, especially with that crime, we have this idea of, well, it was a mistake and here's a couple years and you go about living your life. Meanwhile, for that poor girl's family, she doesn't get to live her life. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see him behind bars for a long time. I do not like the light sentences that we give for murder, but that's a whole different animal. And he is going to play. And by the way, I just saw this. This was from 2 days ago. Teammates saying that he is indeed training in prison right now.
Oh, yeah.
And he is planning an NFL comeback.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't you?
Yep.
I mean, he was young, right?
Yeah.
How old is he? 24, maybe?
He'll be 25 or 26 when he gets out.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs, who played at Alabama with him, was in Vegas with him. He was on the Pivot podcast, and he said that he says he has repented for his crimes, and he mentioned the wide receiver has not given up on his dreams, and he spends his free time training and remains disciplined, and he's planning an NFL comeback.
Jacobs also said he was supposed to go out with him that night and chose to stay in, and he was like, I might have been riding with him.
Yeah.
What if he kneels for the national anthem?
Blackballed.
That would be problematic.
Never playing this damn league again.
Like someone bringing up Ray Kruth. Ray Kruth went to prison for the rest of his life.
So. He's still in prison. Contract.
Yeah, he'll never get out.
Isn't he in prison?
Yes.
Yeah.
For reference, he tried to kill his pregnant girlfriend.
This is where I come. Yeah, exactly.
Or Ray Kruth.
And
might-
she did not die, by the way, I don't think.
No, she died.
She died, but the baby kid did not. The kid lived.
Oh, the kid lived. Yeah. It was like in her car.
She was like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah. So but, the, and the kid's all... The kid
yeah,
is...
he's developmentally disabled.
This is where I go with just, I'm not a judge, man. I don't know what goes into these decisions of giving 3 or 4 years versus life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's not my expertise. So.
And Kruth, I'm going to look up, Kruth may have gotten out, but when he got out, he was so, like, he got like
Oh, 20, he's out.
I think he might be out, but really? He got like 20 years.
Which seems a little more appropriate.
Yeah, he got a long prison sentence. So I'm looking life. Up to see if he has been. Yeah, he got released in 2028, but he had served 18 years. So okay. Obviously that was no.
He's back in the world.
Yeah, there was no comeback there. Mm-hmm. And remember too, Kruth meant to do it. He set up a hit on his girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's a
different.
These are all factors.
All factors.
All right.
Sucka. And yes, someone said, doesn't Ruggs have to be reinstated by the NFL? Absolutely.
And he may not be.
He
I
may
don't
not
know.
Be. We don't know. But it will be just
they
buckle.
Probably won't get away with that PA-wise, though.
Just buckle up, because when he gets out, he will be young enough and be talented enough. There will be First Take and all those other shows and everything. This will be...
Well, this is why I don't watch those shows.
Yeah, this will be a hot button topic for the NFL and a PR nightmare. But so if you ask me to take a bet, I think someone,
yeah, he'll play.
I think someone will take a chance on him.
He'll play. And I honestly don't even think it's going to be that controversial because again,
oh, it'll be controversial.
I think to a lot of people, well, they'll try to make it that, but I just think to a lot of people, he served his time.
Yeah.
It's the same as Mike Vick. Mike Vick coming back for that second deal was not nearly as controversial as when he actually committed those acts.
Yeah.
It's just two different, because people just are like, okay, well. You went through the system. That's what they gave you. You did your time, and now we move on.
I think one group of people is going to think that way, and I think there's going to be a whole other group of people, and they're going to be very, very loud about it.
Up next, Michigan's head football coach is about to be suspended again.
It's become a seasonal thing for these guys.
What is up with these guys? On the fans. Well, it's happened again, guys. The Michigan head coach will be suspended for 2 games of his choice next season.
You got a good idea which ones he's going to choose.
Well, he's already chosen them.
Oh.
Yeah, they've already chosen them for him.
What do we got?
Well, he will miss week 3 and week 4 against Central Michigan and Nebraska, which allows him to coach against New Mexico and Oklahoma. And, of course, this is Sharon Moore, by the way, the Michigan coach.
I'm surprised they didn't do the New Mexico game.
Well, Oklahoma is where he played.
Oh.
So they want him to be able to coach against Oklahoma. Mm. And New Mexico, I don't know.
Maybe
don't
they just thought they didn't want to do one, then three. You know, because if you...
Right. You want 2 consecutive. Yeah. Because, your interim coach, he's got a lot of work to do. So anyway, this is pertaining to him deleting all of his text messages.
Yeah, with Connor
with
Stallions.
With Connor Stallions, the sign-stealing guy.
So, I mean, go away, Michigan. Like, just this is so dumb. We all know what happened. They won a national title. I saw that. Does this change the way you feel about Michigan and their national title? No, they won the national championship. Let it go. Jim Harbaugh moved on. God, you're suspending him for Central Michigan and Nebraska.
He got three games, Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Blocked, cocked, ready to rock.
So, and they went 2-0.
Yeah. Yeah, more. I mean, that was more was the interim coach. And remember, they beat someone and like they were crying. And
oh, yeah.
Remember, Moore was making it sound like Jim Harbaugh died.
That's right. What? I'm going to go.
I don't remember what games those were, but I don't think it was like against someone like big and important. But I remember like after the game, Moore was literally like in tears.
Well, wasn't Harbaugh suspended twice, though?
He was suspended twice?
I think he was suspended twice. Let's see. That was 2023. Three.
I just remember he served the three-game suspension. I remember that.
And yeah, no, it was later in the year. It was
it was later.
It might have been the Ohio State game.
It was after his first win. Let me see.
Yeah, who was Moore's first? Who was the first win against when he started crying?
Penn State. Penn State.
Okay, so that's better than that's better than I would have thought.
24-15 over Penn State.
But that was November 11th.
Yeah, it got suspended later because they drug that thing out, and then it was like in the middle of the year where...
Was that when Harbaugh was just refusing to talk to investigators and stuff?
This goes back to my point. He got suspended twice. Mm. I think he missed the first three games.
I just remember that Harbaugh agreed, and they agreed to drop, like, we're not going to fight it, stop the investigation, take the three-game suspension, and move on. I do remember that. And Moore was the interim coach, and they made it act like that it was the end all to be all. And maybe did Harbaugh miss the Ohio State game because it was towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't think it was Ohio State. It was Penn State, but that was November 11th, and I don't understand why he was. I thought it was the first three games, but maybe not.
No. Well, either way, bottom line is this: Michigan cheated. Everyone knows they cheated. Everyone knows they covered it up, and they still won the national championship, and they won it in dominating fashion. So, they beat Alabama, they whooped Washington's ass, and they cheated. And Connor Stallions, everyone knew about it. Moore knew about it. Okay. Jim Harbaugh knew about it. They all attempted to cover it up, and
it was later. So he missed Penn State, Maryland, and Ohio State.
Okay, so he did miss
two
Ohio
different
State.
Suspensions. One, six games in total. One, he missed the first three games of the season. That was self-imposed. And the other, he missed the last three games of the season.
Oh, okay. There was two suspensions. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, because someone said, I think that he missed time for the recruiting thing as well.
That was the first one. And then the sign-stealing stuff came about mid-season, and they did it the last three games of the season.
Yeah, and it was a big deal that they were going to play Ohio State without him.
Yeah.
And they beat him anyway.
And they beat him anyways. So, and then they cried, and then they made it seem like... someone had done something to them when they had done it to themselves.
That guy parlayed that into a nice little career for himself.
Absolutely.
Sherrone Moore.
But I do love when someone, the consequences of your own actions, like rear their ugly head, and then you make it seem like you overcame like insurmountable odds. And,
the world was against
the
you.
The world was, no one believed in you and the world, hole. You cheated and you got caught and you got punished for it.
And you deleted a few text messages.
Yeah, no big deal. Yeah, he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I knew nothing about it. Why did you
delete it? It was the same day.
Why did you delete all your messages? Who's to say?
Did you delete all your texts from everybody else?
Don't worry about that.
Dude, it was the same day. All the Connor Stallions stuff comes out, and they said deleted the whole thread, 52 messages that day. Why'd you delete them that day?
To say,
happened to be going through my phone.
Who doesn't do that from time to time?
We think...
So stupid. All right, in the news is coming up next. There is a viral video from Oregon out on Highway 26 that even the national news is talking about. Have you seen this? You clearly have not.
I don't think I have.
That is next. Here's Buck.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thank you for being with us here on Tuesday. It is May 6th. May the 6th be with you. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
2025, time for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame man. Hello, thank you.
Bro.
Thank you, bros and broettes. Beautiful day out there. Hey, stay cool.
76.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's 85.
It's 85?
Yeah.
Oh, God. When I was coming in today, it was 76.
Dude.
85?
Dude.
Hold on!
It's hot as hell.
I got 79 right now on the old phone.
Nice. Let's see what mine says here.
Well, I'm guessing it says 79.
82.
Oh.
See that?
Look at our phones having conflicting...
Fake news. Who do you think has more fake news, me or you, on my phone?
I don't know.
I think you.
I think my phone's newer than yours.
Insurrectionist.
So wouldn't it be my phone being the more accurate one?
Although I did get the Trump... Was it the... I'm actually getting ads now. Have you noticed this on Twitter?
Yeah.
You're getting ads that are all pro-Trump.
Well, you know who owns that.
Well, I know.
I wonder
why
that's happening.
Yeah. Are you getting that
too?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. And it's always weird because when you...
Tesla.
They're not even being shy about it now. They're just like force-feeding you this...
Well, you have the feed that you follow. And then on the other side, it's for you, you know?
Right.
I'll tell you what.
For you is not for me.
No, it is not.
A whole lot less for you than it used to be.
Yeah, that algorithm that they're using for me.
It's not an algorithm. It's propaganda.
I promise you, that is the least for me.
Everything's computer.
Like every now and then, like when you go to Spotify and you do the DJ, I'm often like, why on earth are you picking this for me? I feel that way about my for me feed on Twitter.
Yeah. And yet I just can't quit it. It's too big part of our show prep.
I just can't quit you.
Well, it's just such a good news feed.
Well, I did see the motorcycle wreck on Twitter, and I didn't realize that that was in Portland.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. In the News is brought to you here by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. I have to tell you, it is National Beverage Day, and I'm very excited about this topic.
I do love beverages.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, beverages are delightful. I think sometimes we take them for granted.
You know who doesn't, and it bothers me? My daughter.
What do you mean?
All she drinks is water. That's it.
Like no booze or anything?
No. All she drinks is water.
Is she a sociopath?
I don't know.
It goes drip, drip.
Doesn't drink soda, doesn't drink juice.
Like, at all.
Water.
Ever.
Ever. Water.
Dude. Sparkling or flat only?
Mostly flat. Just drinks water. No matter where we go. Go to
a restaurant. Is this Oren or Taylor?
Oren.
Oh,
Taylor's a lush. Oren just drinks water.
Oh, my God.
It's the weirdest damn thing, dude.
I don't love that.
It's weird.
And I love her. She's wonderful.
Yes, she's the best. But we're on a beach somewhere.
This is the first red flag I've ever heard about her.
We're on a beach somewhere tropical. We're ordering, you know, you got coladas, you got Mai Tais, there's lava flows going. Maybe you're getting some wine out, and she just is like, water. I'm like, you want like a Pepsi or a Coke? Water.
Girl, you something else.
Straight water, man.
Can you name the most popular beverage brand in the United States?
Coca-Cola, I'm assuming.
Nope. Not even close.
Budweiser? Well, it's not beer, right?
These are all... only so many people drink. So the most popular beverages. This is Q1 of 2025. So this is current.
Yeah.
This isn't like all time.
I would have thought it would be Coca-Cola.
Coke is number... Coke's on here.
Everyone loves
16.
Coke. 16?
Yes. Pepsi is 14.
You're telling me Pepsi's more popular than Coca-Cola?
This is by sales, Q1,
no
2025.
Your list is dumb.
United States of America.
There's no way Pepsi is more than...
Liquid Death.
Yeah. There you go. Are we talking like, does like orange juice count? I don't know.
Ooh,
what?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Milk.
Ooh.
Milk? Juice?
Ooh,
what?
Ooh.
Ooh, what?
You said orange juice.
Yeah, orange juice.
Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Is okay. The number one selling beverage brand in the United States of America. Tropicana? Q1 2025.
Love our
How
sugar.
About that? Welch's is number two, which is...
I do love the people that are like, I don't want to drink soda because of the sugar, and then they drink orange juice.
And Sprite is number three.
Sprite is refreshing.
Yeah, Sprite's great.
Sprite's great.
I like good Sprite.
One of the great things is when you go to a movie theater, they have the, at like the AMC theaters, they have the mixes. So you can do the Sprite base, and then you can throw in all the other flavors, and it is delightful. Like the holidays, they do a cranberry Sprite. Oh, get out of here. The peach Sprite, even better.
I want you to power rank the following beverages.
Go.
Orange juice, lemonade, iced tea, soda. And I'm going to put in an energy drink.
Okay. I'm combining lemonade and iced tea into one because I drink Arnold Palmer's and it's the nectar of the gods. So that's one.
But what if you had to do them separate?
Lemonade, then iced tea. But combined,
1-2.
1-2.
So they're already 1-2, and then combined, they're 1-1.
Yeah. Because you can do all different flavors of iced tea, and it's delightful. But when you add it with a lemonade, Wonder Twin powers activate. That's going number one. What else did you have on? You had juice.
OJ.
OJ? Nah.
Soda. Energy drink. Soda could be Dr. Pepper, Sprite, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going energy drink, soda, and then the last is juice.
What about milk? Does milk make
no,
your list?
No, milk is ridiculous. Milk is for babies.
It is kind of absurd.
Get out of here.
A lot of milk.
The only time milk is remotely good is if I've got a cookie.
Remember they used to tell us how great milk was?
Terrible
for our
you.
Bones.
Yes. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie. I'm bad because
our
I have
osteo future.
I have a horrid caffeine addiction, so I drink more energy drinks. I try to avoid soda. But a lovely like Coke Zero or like a Diet Dr. Pepper with a meal.
But you know.
It's great.
While we're on the top, before we get to this viral video thing, and it's very big news, but on the topic of beverages, what about like, are we in a golden age of beverage?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there's
you
so many
think
options.
About, it's almost like sauces, you know? Yes. It used to be you'd have to have ketchup or mustard or maybe a little ranch. Like, now there's just so many great aiolis and different spreads and sauces. It's the same with beverages. You think about all the, like, the frescas.
Yep.
Like, my wife will continually show up with new stuff in the fridge
all the
that's
time.
Non-alcoholic.
Yes.
That is flavored, that is delicious.
We do a lot of the sparkling waters and from Spindrift and LaCroix and whatever.
Yes.
It is great because the BTJ does all the shopping, and I can't tell you how many times I open the fridge and I'm like, what have we got here? Although she brought home one the other day, and let me tell you, it's terrible.
What flavor?
Mint watermelon.
Ooh.
Awful. It was like a mojito thing. Terrible.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
It was right out. But
I like mint, but you got to be careful with it.
It's bad. But yeah, dude, I'm with you. I open the fridge, and there's just all kinds
of different kinds of drinks.
Yeah, and there's like the Olipop ones now that are that she gets something. Yeah, it's. When you go to the store and you just look at the refrigerated beverage section, it is. It's hard to choose.
It's a battle.
It's overwhelming.
It's a battle to get on those shelves.
Absolutely.
Well, this motorcyclist was seriously injured in a road rage hit and run incident that is making national news. It happened out on Highway 26. Police have arrested the suspected driver of the van that sideswiped the motorcyclist in what investigators believe was an intentional act. Of course it was.
Yeah, it was.
I love it when they say that.
Yeah, well, we don't really know. We have to investigate.
No,
well, you know.
What happened was the all you see on the video is, and it looks like it's from a dash cam.
No,
somebody,
they don't. Yeah,
somebody who was driving behind them.
Someone was following behind, had it on dash cam.
All you see is the motorcyclist up near the passenger side of the van flipping the driver of the van off.
Yes.
And then the guy has enough, and he just flips the van right into the driver.
Just plows him and keeps going.
Threw him 250 feet.
Yeah.
This is westbound Highway 26 between 217 and Cedar Hills, and it occurred 6:15 in the morning.
How can you be that angry at 6:15 in the morning?
Isn't that wild? Maybe he hadn't had his coffee.
I guess. And they said the motorcycle rider was severely injured, but he has been released. He's home.
Yep.
He's going to survive, which is shocking. And, first off, to the D-bag, they released his name, by the way. I mean, they arrested the guy.
Yeah.
Samir or something or other. Dude, the amount of anger and just that I can't comprehend that, but at the same time, you're on a motorcycle, don't flip people off. If you're in a car, don't flip people off. Like, I do this because I don't really ride motorcycles much anymore, but I ride my bike a lot, and you get cut off or whatever, and I understand that the urge is there to flip people off. You're on a motorcycle, you're on a bike, you aren't going to win that. What are you trying to accomplish with driving up and flipping someone off? Not saying you deserve that, but God, that doesn't end well for you in any way.
No, it doesn't, Jace.
No.
Never does. But, you know, I don't care what you're driving or riding. We all need to calm down out there because you just never know who. That guy's lucky he's not dead, one.
Yes.
Also, the guy could have easily pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And shot him and then killed him.
Yeah.
Like, dude, people are crazy out there.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that we lose sight of, and I tell this to my wife all the time because she gets a little visceral like this. And gets mad. You never know who can't control their emotions.
No.
And the second someone gets mad, like that driver knows that he shouldn't be ramming the motorcyclist.
Yep.
Why he's ramming the motorcylist is he cannot control his emotion in that moment. He is so viscerally pissed off because the guy's flipping him off.
Yeah.
So if he hadn't flipped him off, he probably wouldn't have got so pissed off, and you'd probably be feeling a lot better than you are now, motorcyclist.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he deserved that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
You
can't be doing that. No. You never know who's going to fly off the handle, man.
You pulled
it's
up
so dumb.
You pulled up alongside of him, and you gave him the middle finger for like a good 5 or 6 seconds. I tell my kids that all the time. It's just not worth
Play
it.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
And now, I had one of those recently. I didn't see him back there. He was in my blind spot. He was a motorcyclist, and I cut him off. And he pulled up right on the – I was on the far left lane of I-5.
Yeah.
He pulls up right on the he's not supposed to be
– The shoulder?
Yeah, on the shoulder. And gets right up in my window doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yelling at me and, like, I don't remember if he flipped me off or whatever. I just stared him down with my mean mug. You know, I have a mean mug.
Yeah.
I had a mean mug. Called him off the scent, but I'm gonna kick your ass, you little bitch, dude. He's lucky I'm not insane.
Yeah,
because there are a lot of people that cannot control their emotions. Freaking in that moment, punch it, and bitch, dude, you got a problem.
See, you think you saw that Kia minivan and you thought that Kia minivan wouldn't do anything? Well, Kia minivan had enough of being Kia minivan guy, and he ran your ass over. By the way, one guy went to the hospital is gonna have serious injuries, and the other dude's about to go to prison for a while. Cool, everyone's a loser here. Just both sides.
What is the record for 90-degree days in a summer, you ask? Nice question, Jace.
Here in Portland?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well,
this is in the news, dude.
I'm saying it could be in Arizona. That record could be different places.
That next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, this is in the news for May 6, 2025. Noted newsman here. Although I'm turning this story over to the great Rod Hill, KGW meteorologist, who is saying that somebody asked on their website, hey, how many days of 90-degree weather are we going to get, Rod?
Why are they speaking like a 1970s newscaster?
Maybe they are a 1970s newscaster.
That'd be fun. Blowing up a whale.
Baby.
What's up, baby? What's up, sugar tees?
How many do you think he says?
In August, I'll go like, I don't know, like 12.
August. He said this summer.
Oh, this summer. The entire summer?
Yep. And, well, they say the hot season here is between May and September.
Okay.
Where it can get hot. Like, the earliest it's ever hit 90 was April 30th.
Okay. Then, if I said 12 for, like, the month of August, I'll go, like, I don't know, like, 20, 22.
Yeah, he's saying between 22 and 31 days of 90-degree or hotter weather this year.
Hmm.
He said there's a strong likelihood Portland will see 1 to 5 days of 100 degrees or above this summer. Somebody asked, what year was it so hot? It was like 115. That was 2021. And in that year, we had 24 days over 90 degrees.
It's a lot
which
of days.
It is, but it's not, like, we've had more each of the last 3 years.
Yeah, it's not, like, overwhelming.
But Rod is one of those, you know, people.
I'm just of
who
the...
believes that the climate...
Oh.
Is warming.
I was told it was not.
If you believe that sort of thing.
I was told to not believe the lunatic left scientists.
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses,
I don't
dude.
Know. I just, one, I like the warm weather, and two,
I love it.
I just have accepted the fact that we're hot now in Portland.
Like, the windmills are driving the whales crazy.
Yeah, in the summer, it gets hot.
We're the new Phoenix. I feel like we're the new Mojave, the way the rate this is going. Dude, we haven't had much rain for about a month now, have we?
I just know
it's great.
I know rain comes down from heaven.
In the summer, we get really hot, and then we burn everything down. That just has become
that's right.
It's what
well,
happens
wildfires. You know, it's hard.
Yeah,
own fire emojis.
It's hard out there.
So it's gonna be a hot summer.
Well, I mean, he said 22 to 30. Like honestly, I feel like that's kind of low. Days over 90.
Yeah.
22 to 31. That's not bad. Mm. Would you have thought it was more than that in this area?
I mean, I said like in the 20s, so I guess I was a little lower. So yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
If you told me we're getting 25 days in the 90s, my response would be like, cool. You know, cool. Get out and enjoy the sunshine. Again, I try not to complain about the heat because given the choice between it being butt-ass cold and rainy and 95, I'll take 95.
And that's cool. That's cool.
It's a dry heat.
It's not a dry heat. It's actually quite humid.
Yeah, you got to go to Kansas, dude, or Florida. You lived in Florida.
Yes.
You know humidity. Yes.
Well, Southeast Asia. That's a whole other...
Only the level of heat, humidity.
Yes. Like, that's a...
So, in the grand scheme of things, it actually is a dry heat, but it's not as dry as Arizona.
No. The and desert. I'll tell you what, I really don't care because when it's 110, 115 in Arizona, it still sucks. It still sucks.
Well, there's a reason why everyone has pools.
Yes.
But you can tell a difference. I mean, it is definitely a different type of heat. The humidity is like...
Yeah. Well, it saps your will
to
live.
So, yes, it is so awful.
There is something just
especially no breeze at all.
No. And I don't know about you, but once the seal is broken and the sweat has the era has become the era of sweat, there is no stopping it. It will like rain, like
the
down
era
from heaven.
Has become
just drip, drip, drip. And then like for the rest of the day, it doesn't matter. Like your underwear is wet, you're just moist, and when it dries, you're salty. It's terrible. Mm. Florida was a tough place to live when in the summertime.
It goes drip, drip, drip. It's called sports. It's called baseball in particular. These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them. Everything's computer.
There's just so many.
I love Tesla.
I love cows.
We'll execute the baby.
No.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I don't know which one's my favorite.
I have concepts of a plan. It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
I think Tesla might be my...
Now watch this drive.
When you weren't here, that was our draft chime this year. Yeah. Every time a pick was in, we would hit the...
I love Tesla.
Tesla.
Everything's computer.
There's just so many good ones.
China.
You guys.
Is that it?
Well, I have more, but...
We're probably out of time.
We're out of time.
We're out of time, but we don't have a hot five to get to.
Isn't that great?
It just gives you one more excuse to not be on the clock.
It's just so freeing.
Hey, I'm trying to be on the clock. I'm trying to be responsible.
No, you're not.
I am.
Make America great, bitch. We'll get to more in the news tomorrow. That is ITN for May 6, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next, just how expensive will NIL be getting? On the Fan. Fucking, fucking.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.